If you've ever worn lycra or nylon stockings, eaten takeaway from a styrofoam container, or cooked with Teflon, then you've used an invention from one of those companies. After months of speculation, late last week, Dow and DuPont confirmed they would seek to merge, although that process will be subject to lengthy reviews by competition regulators around the world. The idea at this stage is to bring the two giants together and then spin off three focused companies: agricultural products, including GM seeds, biotechnology and crop protection, materials like plastics and polymers, and specialty products like the filling inside solar panels. PAC Partners agribusiness analyst Paul Jen says the merger will see competition regulators around the world force the two companies to let go of brands and products, and that could be a major win for local players like Nufarm.
The group formed is going to have some issues with, I suppose, overlap, particularly through Europe, US, and there will be some overlap here in Australia with products and brands. And what that means is that when you have groups like the ACCC and there's also regulatory bodies in the other jurisdictions, they would ask Dow and DuPont that to sell off some of their brands, some of their products, and that would assist groups like Nufarm offshore in particular, because Nufarm has a lot of areas there where they're very small market shares in across the Americas and Europe, and they may be able to pick up new products as Dow and DuPont are forced to sell a few. And also back into Australia, what this means is that Nufarm perhaps has opportunities where they can grow with a product range push that is quite differentiated when those other groups are looking at mergers, be they Dow and DuPont or others. If Nufarm is a solid platform, can start to grow with change with some of their peers, Nufarm might be able to benefit.
On mergers more generally, earlier in the year, Dow's boss, Australian-born Andrew Liveris, said everyone was talking to everyone in the sector. Has this year's M&A activity in that ag biotech space been a little more heated than it has for a while?
Yeah, it seems that way. We've had waves of M&A activity every 5 to 10 years, particularly in this crop protection seed area. The 6 major groups that emerged 10 years ago, and before that there were probably 12, so we had consolidation of 12 groups into 6. And in the mid-cap area, which is where Nufarm and others are, there were some mergers there as well. So we've now got, I suppose, 12 companies that control 80-90% of the crop chem and seed area. And as you would have seen earlier in the year, Monsanto and Syngenta entertained a merger that failed. Monsanto then had a look at Bayer, and now we've got the Dow and DuPont, which have an agreed path. Obviously, that all hasn't been agreed by the regulatory bodies. So the big 6 are trying to find dance partners. And when that happens, the next tier probably need to look at how they grow as well.
Is there something about this year, maybe the drop in commodity prices or something of that nature, that's sparked it off this time, do you think?
That's a good question. We have, I think, a more conservative approach to growth in these sectors that we've had in the past. And when there's conservatism in growth and the capital wants to chase those sorts of steadier ways to make money, people look internally, and that's when you get these consolidations. And a consolidation story is perceived as being in some ways a lower risk story, and still has a bit of an element of growth. So it's still like a halfway house. I mean, the perfect growth is organic. If you've got it there and you can manage it well, because the company knows its internals a lot better and you can allocate capital there. But if you are looking for growth, but you're perhaps not looking for sort of step out exciting R&D type growth, you look at consolidation, which is, I suppose, the medium level of risk.
And I guess that's reflected this time around in the Dow DuPont merger, because a lot of the push came from investors in the company who saw the opportunity and kind of pushed the management that way.
Absolutely. The investors are looking for this lower risk growth, and if they can find it out there, they'll match it. And you'll see that both share prices have responded quite positively, because both investor groups perceive benefits with these two groups getting together.